Members of the East African Legislative Assembly backed a motion for a unified regional framework to regulate social media, cyberbullying, hate speech and online radicalization. During a plenary session in Kampala, Founder Dedwa Iman introduced the motion, highlighting the rise of technology facilitated gender-based violence targeting women and girls. She also noted that differing national laws among the East African community partner states hinders cross-border enforcement, emphasizing the need for a cohesive approach. Several MPs, including Nashaka Kalfani Ngoli, agreed that regulation is necessary to balance individual rights, while Uganda's Veronica Kadogo linked it to reducing youth addiction to social media. Simon Shabal supported the motion but cautioned against potential censorship, pointing to global concerns about social media's impact on mental health. The National Identification and Registration Authority, NIRA, renewed its calls to parents and guardians to prioritize early registration of children. The authority warned that delays in securing legal identity expose youngsters to long-term social and economic disadvantages. NIRA Registrar Claire Olama described early registration as the first and most fundamental step in protecting a child's future, noting that many parents still underestimate the importance of registering their children within the first 6 months after birth. Speaking during a courtesy visit to the NIRA Mukono office, Olam explained that legal identity is the gateway to essential services including education, healthcare, social protection, bank services, passports and future employment. Children who are not registered remain invisible in national systems, she said. She also revealed that NIRA is considering a review of its policies to introduce strong accountability measures for parents who repeatedly ignore registration opportunities provided through mass enrollment drives and parish level